Dr. King, would you first of all briefly describe the general situation in which the Negroes live here in the United States and especially in the Deep South?
Yes, it's difficult to give one answer that would cover the total situation because situations differ from community to community and city to city, state to state. But generally speaking, the Negro in the United States still confronts segregation and discrimination. And by segregation, I mean legal segregation as we find it in the South and actual segregation as a result of residential segregation in the North. This means that there are often separate facilities, and in many instances, the Negro cannot use public facilities at all. I might say, however, that there has been and there is now a very determined and aggressive movement among the Negroes in the South, which is doing a great deal to break down these barriers of segregation, so that there are many segregated facilities, or rather one segregated facility, that are now integrated all over the South.